boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I really, really, really hate to say this, but I think we got to get rid of Neighbor Man.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Eviction. Bye.
Because I found out something that I wish I would have known from day one. I think it's something that I should have known. That I just found out yesterday.
Okay.
And I just don't think we can move forward anymore. It's him, not me. It has nothing to do.
My wheels are turning.
What do you mean? Like, you think
secret
lover?
Lover.
Ooh.
I don't know. Stinky toes.
there's so many. He's an FBI agent or something. That would
yes,
be cool. Actually, I'd
somebody hired him to be interested in you.
Cool. FBI.
I don't know, man. I got a lot
Those
of options.
Those are all great. Way better than what is actually the problem here. And why I got to get rid of him.
Okay.
He doesn't like ranch.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is he from here?
Yes.
Okay.
He went to school here.
See, and that's when I know you're sick in the head.
See? See? How can you live in Iowa, be from Iowa, and not like ranch? I have to get rid of him. We have to dispose the body. No,
oh,
kidding.
My God.
I'm kidding.
All over some Hidden Valley.
That's going to be their advertisement moving forward. Dispose a body with Hidden Valley.
Well, okay.
You're probably thinking I'm being overdramatic because I'm like, I don't know if Neighbor Man can stick around anymore because he doesn't like ranch. But think about it. We're having a nice fancy dinner. We're just having dinner together. Mm-hmm. And I want to have ranch with my pizza or my french fries. And he doesn't want any. How awkward is that? Or he looks at me like I'm a freak of nature.
It is traumatizing to hear as an Iowan that somebody doesn't like ranch. However, can I look at the bright side really quick?
What? There is no bright side,
There
Taylor.
Is, though, because
what?
Think about at home. Nobody's going to use the last drop of ranch. You don't have to share it. Think about when you're at the restaurant and your meal comes with a side of ranch and you're like, God, I really wish I could order an extra, but I don't want to pay the 25 cents. You can just take it off his plate. He's not using it.
You know what?
You don't have to share. You don't have to fight over condiments. This is probably saving your relationship.
Maybe I shouldn't have done anything to the body yet. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But you know what? That's my pick. Stop looking at me.
Straight to jail.
No. That's my pickle theory. Have I ever told you my pickle theory?
Yes, and the same thing with olives.
That if people are together, let's say you and I were dating, that one person cannot like pickles. Mm-hmm. One person can, and one person cannot. This is why you and I could never date, because we both freaking love pickles.
Uh-huh, I feel the same way.
We would attack each other at the end of the day.
Well, I think there's a lot of other reasons why we shouldn't date, but we can blame it on the pickles.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm sure you've heard of love languages. It's kind of a hot thing in the last, I would say, a couple years that people use while they're dating and to communicate how you like to
live. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're so into it.
Oh, yeah.
Was it in your dating app profile?
Maybe.
I knew it.
Don't you know mine?
Your love language, like how you prefer to receive love.
Yes.
Physical touch.
Yeah. Then quality time.
Good. Okay.
She doesn't care.
Let's add something else to the list, which I think this is actually really helpful. Maybe so once you're in a relationship, you know how to communicate a little bit better. And that is... which of the five stress languages you have?
No, I like, no.
You just want to live in rainbow la-la land?
Can I?
No, you can't. Not today. Okay, so I'll give you the five.
I like that place.
I'm sure you do. I'll give you the five. And this is new
to
me, too.
Whatever's the worst one, I'm always in.
Great. Well, you might be a combination of a couple of these.
Great.
So this will be fun. The first stress language is called the imploder. So this is the person who will freeze. They feel hopeless. They feel helpless. They feel paralyzed. They, when they're stressed out, it's like shutdown mode. Can't do anything. Cannot even bring themselves to move.
No, not me.
I don't think you're an imploder no. either. Then we have the exploder, which
that's probably me.
This is more a fight or flight response. So it could be one of two very different dramatics, and that is getting irritated, frustrated, angry, or being so stressed out that you just remove yourself from the situation. You leave.
Oh, you know
you
what,
run.
Maybe, I don't think I'm that either.
Okay.
And then you don't agree.
No, I don't. Oh, okay. I don't know. We'll see. Then we have the fixer is the third stress language. The fixer is the tend and befriend reaction. So this is about people pleasing and being
That's
willing
me.
To overstep boundaries and maybe feel like you're like mothering people who aren't even your kids. You just want to fix everything, mm-hmm. even if it means you're putting yourself
even
like
in
on
more
the back
stress.
Burner.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
That's me.
That's in your number one spot now. We also have the number. This is somebody who numbs themselves to the outside world when things are not going well. So they maybe will use distractions like drinking or gaming or working out or overworking themselves, staying late so they can
That's
avoid.
My number two.
I knew it. That is the number. And then the last stress language is called the denier, and that's somebody who maybe becomes toxic. No, this is not you. I'll tell you right now.
Okay,
they become toxically positive.
you just said that's not me.
No way. No way. They're overly optimistic to avoid reality. So that's kind of your rainbow la la land where it's like, yeah, things are really bad, but at least there's like unicorns.
That's my number three, I feel like.
Yeah, I'd say you are the fixer, then the. What was your other one? The number?
Mm-hmm.
And then the denier.
Yeah. Then the other ones, I don't know. The other ones are, yeah, to me.
Yeah. So I guess now you can go home and...
We should be taking those tests here at work so I can know all my coworkers' love languages. Well, stress languages. I don't care about your love language.
And then what are you going to do with that information?
Well, and then I know what to do when they're stressed.
Oh.
Like, I'm like, oh, God, she's going to explode. Watch out, everybody.
Or if she goes running, she must be stressed.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
So I've got a theory, and I'm not going to lie to you. It's going to be a tough one to explain to your man when he stays over or when you start living together. The theory is, and I'll explain, the uglier you go to bed, the hotter you wake up.
I could agree with this. Have you ever tried to put your hair up in those curlers and you look like George Washington?
Oh, yeah. With the robe tie.
Yeah.
That's a great example. I thought of this, you know, last night because I was like, I probably should do a self-tan situation. If you know, you know. You're sticky. You're stinky.
Oh, my God. It stinks so bad.
Your ankles and your wrists and your knees, you don't look quite right. However, you wake up the next day, bronze goddess, okay? That's what I had to explain to my boyfriend last night. Like, hey, you know the deal. It's self-tan night. And he's always like, okay. I'm like, listen, think about what I'm going to look like tomorrow.
This hot snack is one
glowing is the hope. And I feel like everything, like self-care wise, like the little zit stickies. Oh my gosh. I go to bed with like a million of them on my face. It's not cute. And I know it's probably really scary to wake up to. But again, I'm probably going to wake up
looking hotter than ever.
Way hotter.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
If I just do it at night.
100%.
I don't know. It's hard because guys just like go to bed and then they just wake up looking the same.
Seriously. It's not fair.
I guess they like shave their faces, I guess. I don't know what their equivalent would be of this. I don't think they have the uglier you go to bed theory.
No, maybe it's the opposite. Maybe the hotter they go to bed, the uglier they look in the morning. Maybe it's that.
You know
I
what?
Need to do some research.
We need to put our degrees to the test.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
It's soggy season, y'all.
That's the least sexiest thing you've ever said.
Okay, but am I wrong?
Like, no.
It's been downpouring most of the day. I can just tell that our entire front lawn is like squishy. And I feel like inside even, it's like the dampness you can feel in the air.
I was going to ask you earlier if you felt like your hair was getting greasier by the minute.
Yes. Oh, I feel like my face is getting greasy. Yes. I feel like my hair is getting greasy. It's gross.
Oh my God. It's so like humid, damp in this room that I'm like, my hair is getting greasier by the minute.
Is that why you put your hood up?
Yes, it is why I put my hood up. I'm like, protect the hair. Protect the hair at all costs. We cannot let it get greasy because I hardly ever wash my hair, you know?
Right.
But also, do you see this eye right here? My eyelash is popping off.
I do see that.
Because of this humidity in here, the eyelash can't even stick on anymore.
Oh my God, and this is just the beginning. The next several months.
Dude, I bet you my mascara is going to run here in a second and it's going to look like I just cried over an ex, but I'm not. It's the humidity in this
room. It's not happening yet, but I will be sure to let you know when the mascara starts to run. But
this is a mess in here.
Soggy season. It's just the beginning.
Oh, great. If you see me this Saturday at the Z102.9 prom at the Doubletree by Hilton, downtown Cedar Rapids at 8 p.m., and I have a Michael Myers costume on or, the mask, mind your business. It's because I'm embarrassed.
Oh, it's not a fashion style choice?
No.
Okay.
No, because my prom has already been ruined. And it's got me thinking, what went wrong at your prom? Whether maybe it was a past Z102.9 adult prom, something went wrong right before, or high school, something always went wrong then.
Oh my God, like outfit disaster, date disaster.
They stood you up.
The dance was like bad in some way. Mm-hmm. There's definitely, I'm sure, a list of things that went wrong.
Maybe slightly overdramatic.
No. Really?
Okay, don't tell me. But my prom is ruined for this Saturday. Because everyone's going to be looking so cute, and I'm so proud of you. Take your photos with Reed Photography. Look great, right? Mm-hmm. And post them on Instagram. I'm jealous of you. Because I probably won't do that.
I don't buy that. I don't buy that for one second. You live for the prom Instagram.
I can't, Taylor. Because Tuesday, when I took the day off, and we did a best of show, I was cleaning. I was cleaning my old apartment because, you know, I was moving, right?
Yeah,
and I was cleaning my new apartment. I was using the chemical 409. And it's like for grime and grease because, like, I needed to get the grime and grease off of my stove at my old place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at one point, I looked down and my skin was falling off. I kid you not. Like, my hands were peeling and they won't stop. It's Thursday, and I did this on Tuesday. They won't stop peeling, Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got a chemical burn of some sort. I really don't know.
Oh, snap.
I know. They hurt. I can't touch anything with them because they hurt so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But they keep peeling. It's almost like I got a sunburn or something.
Oh, God. Yeah, I know exactly what
you're
saying.
So you're going to know where I'm at because you're going to see my skin peeling everywhere.
Ew, that's disgusting.
See, this is why my night is ruined already.
Okay, because we're talking about this Saturday, I have a solution.
What?
Can I please offer you a solution?
Lotion doesn't help.
No, I'm not saying lotion. I'm giving you an out, really. And that is, get some gloves.
That is Kentucky Derby themed.
Sexy, like lacy gloves or satin gloves. First of all, it's a big sleigh. They're cute. They're fashionable. And nobody's going to see your like scaly,
it's peeling
nasty,
I look like a lizard.
Fingies.
Ew. The whole reason we put on Z102.9 Adult Prom is so that you can have a second chance, a better chance. Of a night out. You know what I mean? Because we all had prom in high school and probably didn't go very well for you.
Yeah, something dramatic happened where you had a full-on meltdown probably.
Mm-hmm, because something went wrong. We want to know what happened at your high school prom that was so totally wrong.
So Becca actually texted us and said, at my senior prom, my friends and I were going to a movie afterwards. So my date and I showed up before everybody else at the movie theater, and we ended up seeing a different movie than everybody else, and they all thought we got lost or something. So they like accidentally ditched out on their plans, I guess.
Oh, because they didn't like get the memo of which movie to
see.
They went
to the wrong theater and
They
all thought that they got lost. That's kind of a bummer. And
that stinks.
To prom night. For me, I was a diva, honestly. And my favorite part about prom was the shopping part of prom, like finding a dress and then all of the accessories and stuff. So my first prom, which I was a sophomore, I think, I had ordered some shoes online and they showed up and they weren't quite the right color. So we ordered a second pair and I liked those better. We go to take pictures day of prom and we were like in a park in Anamosa, as you do for high school prom pictures. And my heel was like stiletto. It got stuck on the grass and it broke off. So I had a heel and a half. Okay. There was no heel on my shoe. And this was upsetting because it was the shoes that I liked better. So then after that, I had to like race home before we even could go to dinner or anything and then wear the shoes.
That you didn't want to wear.
That I didn't really like that much. No. And we didn't even get to return them because we were going to like send those back. Obviously, I wasn't going to use them. So,
you just lost two pairs of shoes.
Paid for two pairs of shoes. Ended up with three heels, I guess. So can you imagine the meltdown that I had?
Yeah, as a teenager.
Bad. High school prom was not high school prom without the extra drama that went on at the dance, at the post prom. And for Shayna, her drama at prom and what went wrong was that her boyfriend broke up with her the night before.
No.
I feel like there was always one like crazy blowout breakup that would happen before prom.
You always hear about it. You're like, don't talk to Taylor, okay? She's a little sad tonight because she just got broken up with.
And that like they came together and they're going to match, but like don't bring it up.
Like don't. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why they're not going to stand next to each other.
Ugh, it's so brutal.
But I just remembered like my high school prom and what went wrong my senior year.
Because
I went to prom sophomore with somebody who was like a junior, and then I went junior year and then sophomore and then senior year as well. And I remembered that I wanted my senior year to be like my Cinderella night. You know what I mean? Because that's what you dream of prom, right? And I wanted it to be the most magical thing ever. I love pink, obviously, right?
Yeah.
And I wanted my dress to be as big and as poofy as humanly possible.
This is not shocking information.
I wanted to shock the crowd. So I wanted to be bigger than like Cinderella's dress. I wanted it to be as huge as like quinceañera dresses. Those dresses are really, really big.
They are.
So I specifically ordered a quinceañera dress because they're huge.
Yeah.
I may have not ordered from a right site. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I was cheap.
Right. It's tempting.
It's like wish.com kind of thing.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or you think you're getting an iPod, but really you're getting
it's
like
a cardboard cutout of an iPod.
That's like literally what I got for the dress. The dress comes in the day before prom. Prom's on Saturday. Dress comes in Friday. Okay.
You procrastinated, didn't you?
There's also that.
Yeah.
But it was coming from overseas, so there's also that.
Okay.
Too. Comes in, and my stepmom and I had to go to town that night trying to fix the dress as much as we could because it was not a quinceañera dress at all. I mean, this thing was the flattest thing you've ever seen. It was not poofy at all. We had to try to make it as poofy as possible. And then also, it had like tulle.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to have all these layers to it. It honestly just looked like a 3-year-old went to it with scissors, and it was very uneven. So what we had to do is take bedazzled gems and really just hide the fact that it was just uneven everywhere.
Were you like sobbing while you were doing this? Were you mad?
Honestly, I was a zombie.
But you wore the dress the next day?
Oh, I did. And now looking back on it, I'm like, why didn't I call a friend and borrow her dress? Because these photos are embarrassing.
We wear that dress
no!
on Saturday night, please.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
It's been a long time since I have been genuinely excited about new emojis because it's kind of like, what more do we need?
I know, right?
There's like, I use the same like 6 emojis on the regular.
It's like they bring one and you're like, oh, it's just like the same one I already had, but it's got a little bit of a different feature to it.
Right. But I'm excited about these. Unfortunately, they're not going to be on iPhone anytime soon. It's actually Google that is working on rolling out audio emojis. Oh, yeah.
What's an audio emoji?
That's exactly what I said, because normally they don't make a noise. You text them. You put them in your Instagram captions. What does this mean? So it's meant for phone calls, or even, I don't know what the equivalent for Google phones.
Wait, it's meant for phone calls? So I say, hold up, Taylor. Insert kissy emoji.
Sort of.
Oh, my God.
Not really. You're on the right track. Basically, you'll have to, it'll be on your, you know, like phone screen. Normally you can hit like speaker or your little keypad, but you're going to have emoji options while you're on the phone, and they're only going to have 6 to start. It's basically like a soundboard. So the emoji, yeah.
No freaking way.
Yeah.
So hold on. You could be like, well, this is awkward.
Exactly.
On the phone.
No cricket to start, but exactly.
Dang.
That. So there.
Do they have any of like sexy music or anything, you know, in case you want to set the mood on the phone or something? You know?
No music.
Oh.
Just sound effects based on the emojis that are, I would say, probably the most used.
What about record scratch?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Not
they don't have
list.
Anything good.
Yeah, not it.
What
not
do they
yet.
Have?
They have clapping, obviously, because you use that emoji a lot.
I could just clap.
Sure, but you could also press a button and make it sound like a big applause.
That's
and
true.
Have more effect on people. There's a laughing, which I'm assuming is going to be
yeah.
the laugh cry.
Dude, I would do that all the time.
When you like know you made a good joke,
yeah,
but they didn't laugh. Party, which I don't know what that's going to sound
I
like.
I bet you it's like,
like a bumping bass in
yeah,
the background.
Yeah.
Crying.
I just do that already.
Yeah, you don't need
you
that
don't
one.
You don't need that button for me.
A drum, which I'm assuming is going to be like, maybe.
Nice, yeah.
Because we don't know what these sound like yet. And then I don't even really want to know what this sounds like, because the last one is the poo emoji.
Probably like that.
In what world would you be on the phone and be like, I want to use that?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you asked me out like, hey, do you want to go out this weekend? I'd be like, you know, no, I don't.
Oh, I thought that was going to be your yes.
It's the poo emoji.
I don't know what you're into.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
It's stupid, but I love when I see a penny on the sidewalk face up, or those little things that you know are like, oh, that's supposed to mean good luck.
Mm-hmm.
I could really use that right now.
Yeah.
I keep my eyes out for those things. And I learned from my brother, actually, in our family group chat about something that I had no idea meant good luck. He sent a picture of a frying pan with some eggs cracked in it, and he was really excited because one of them had a double yolk in it.
Ooh.
And he's like, oh my gosh, you guys, I got a double yolk egg. That's good luck. And I was like, says who?
Who said that?
Did you just make that up? And he was like, no, that's like a known thing. I didn't know that.
I
feel like when I go to eat breakfast, I'm going to be like
watching.
Waiting
yeah.
for my moment. Because I have like random things of good luck too. Obviously, there's the known ones of the penny on the sidewalk mm-hmm. or whatever. The only random one that I can think of besides the eggs now is I think it's good luck when I can break my chopsticks apart completely evenly.
Now, I don't use chopsticks because I haven't quite figured it out yet. For the life of me, I can't do it.
Okay.
Is it not easy to cut, like to pull them apart?
It's not. Or I'm stupid. I'm not sure. I guess that could be the conclusion of this. But when I get takeout sushi, they have the wood ones, and they're attached at the top in like a big block, and you have to break them apart. It never happens evenly. And when it does, I swear to God, I should go buy a lottery ticket. Sometimes it's the littlest things that just bring you that reminder that, oh, this is some good luck.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that double yolked eggs bring that to some people, and now I'm gonna keep my eyes out for it.
Same. When I make my next breakfast.
I know you've got something so strange up your sleeve.
I've got another food item that I considered like good luck if it happens to me. It's like if you ever go to the fast food restaurant, like drive through or something, and you ask for curly fries, and inside you happen to get a regular fry.
Yes, or vice versa.
You get regular fries mm-hmm. and you get one curly fry there.
What about when you get a rogue onion ring?
Yes, that's also
magical.
Total good luck right there. You should play I would play the lotto is what I would do.
I agree.
And then this is stupid, but I pay attention to this when I'm like headed to work or something. if I hit all green lights and I didn't have to stop for one single red light, it's a good lucky day.
I mean, yeah, I don't know what you can do that's above buying a lottery ticket. Maybe, I don't know, put your house up for sale or something.
Whoa, crazy. It's been a while since we've talked about it. We don't talk about it enough.
I'm so scared of you right now.
What? We should really talk about it. Something that is so pleasurable to your ears. Why are you looking at me like
you're
that?
You're freaking me out.
Talking about our podcast. We don't talk about it enough.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you got a point there. We should talk about it more.
We should talk about it more. And I feel like it's very pleasurable to your ears when you're listening to us. Just in your little eardrums.
You could say that.
Our beautiful voices. Just sounds like angels inside there.
Okay. Now this is false advertising.
She's not wrong. But we do have a podcast. We don't talk about it often. But yeah, you can listen to it. It's called Those Girls in the Afternoon.
It is on KZIA.com. It's on the Z102.9 app. Or it's wherever else you listen to your podcast.
So if you want to hear those angel voices, listen to the podcast.
Sure.
Earlier today, we were talking about things that went wrong for your high school prom.
Yeah, like it was, I don't know, the DJ was horrible at the dance, or I had a friend that at post prom, they didn't get chosen to go up to get hypnotized, but they got hypnotized in the audience.
That always happened to me every year.
Yes.
Yeah, every single year. And then I ended up falling flat on my face.
Oh my God.
Up there, because I was like so hypnotized, instead of like, you know when they say now sleep or whatever.
Yeah.
Boom. Hard to the floor.
Jeez.
And I do remember the hypnotist like whispering in my ear, if you do that again, you're going to get kicked off the stage.
Like, did he think you were faking it or something?
No, I don't know. I think he was like safety concerns. Oh. Like, you know, like, but I love getting hypnotized. So I did not want that to happen again.
Does not sound like it was very fun. I don't know why. Abby, what went wrong at your prom?
We had a tornado halfway through our dance. We had to get stuck in our high school basement for 2 hours.
They didn't let you dance down there?
No.
Oh, man.
It was way too dark, and like there was rats everywhere.
Oh.
Like, you remember, it was disgusting.
Oh, my God. Jeez. That is awful. Well, hopefully we see you this weekend so you can redo it.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.